It would be a very good day for those of you who are afraid of the number 13. This is your day. It's your lucky day. Does anybody know, I know I've talked about this over the years, how the fear of the number 13 came to be or why we're afraid of Friday the 13th? Kenny?
I remember it. I didn't know if you were going to throw this out to the audience. I didn't want to spoil it.
Like, what a great idea. Well, no, I mean, I think we ought to throw it out to the audience. Maybe it's a good Facebook question.
Yeah.
So answer it on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter. Facebook would be cool because we can pass some of the things along, post them, and we'll spread them around. Or you can call us at 888-302-3684, because at the risk of sounding pedantic, it is Friday the 13th. Of September. I think it's the only Friday the 13th we have this year. Is it not, or am I not remembering correctly? Friday the 13th, I don't believe we've talked about. And you know what? It gets to be, it's kind of like talking about Syria now. We've had enough already. Enough already of this stuff. Let's see what else there is that's going on in the world. Yeah, I suppose we have to update people on this important story, so let me spend a few moments on it. The U.S., by the way, has been joined by 34 other countries in declaring that the Assad regime is now held responsible for the use of chemical weapons. Conversations continue. The U.S. and Russia are at odds as Syrian talks continue. I said in the last hour that the Syrians were not a participant even in this, and apparently I was incorrect in that because somebody sent me a note that suggested that the Syrian envoy, Mr. Brahimi, B-R-H-I-M-I, is holding joint talks now with Mr. Kerry and Mr. Lavrov. Whenever I see that guy's name, all I can think of is Pavlov's dog. Lavrov, Pavlov, you know what the story of Pavlov's dog is, right? Everybody know that story? Don't you think everybody would know that or not? Pavlov's dog, that's another good question. That's a good question. I don't know if we want to do it on Facebook. For a swell prize, we'll make the 2020 information quiz. We'll put it on the air a little earlier in this hour. What is the story of Pavlov's dog? Why is it significant? What can you tell us, that is the rest of the audience here listening to the Good Day program, and it may number as high as 3 million at the moment, Pavlov's dog. What is the significance of that phrase? What did Pavlov's dog do? And why is it of significance and interest? All right, try yourself at 888-302-3684. Want to know the significance of Pavlov's dog. 888-302-DOUG. Okay. So meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the discussion of what's happened this week, things that I think, by the way, Kerry said, just to make sure that we all know that he's on top of his game, that this is not a game. In Geneva with the Russian foreign minister, Assad wants a standard 30 days to submit information about his chemical stockpiles. Kerry rejected the proposal, saying, this is not a game. It has to be real. It has to be comprehensive. It has to be verifiable. It has to be credible. It has to be timely. It has to be done. All right. Thank you. 888-302-3684. So one of the things that has been a problem all week long, we had some real serious thunder and lightning in New England last night, but it's nothing in comparison to the torrential downpours that have taken place in Colorado, parts of Colorado, this week. 6 to 7, in some places, 8 inches of rain fell in a 24-hour period, namely Boulder and that environment. Flash floods, 3 people dead, washing away homes, flooding roads, stranding residents. 700 customers, and this is a sparsely populated area, no power. The first death was reported, and then there were a couple of other people who have drowned as a result of this, an accident on Interstate or near Interstate 25. That's the north-south route. If you're coming through Denver, it's pretty hard, and down into Albuquerque and that area, that's what 25 does. So, big deal there. 888-302-3684. the situation in Hawaii. I talked about this yesterday, but I didn't know too much about it because it was still occurring. Now the massive spill of molasses is over. Hawaii Harbor is a mess. Thousands and thousands of fish have died. 233 gallons
wow.
of molasses slipping into Honolulu Harbor. The shipping company involved said the leak was repaired, but not until this mess may... I mean, it's a sugar product. Molasses is a sugar product, a byproduct of sugar. So... can you imagine if you're a diver and you got to dive into the water? That's what they were doing to try. There's a video. Diver Roger White made a video. If you can find this, maybe we ought to post this, Kenny, of all the dead sea creatures at the bottom of the harbor. They can't breathe. When the molasses got onto the skin and the gills, it just kills the fish because it can't breathe. It plugs it all up. So that's kind of a horrible reality. I don't know what to make of this American-born jihadist, Omar Hamami, and what happened to him. We'll talk about that in a moment. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of activity here already into Friday. So Kenny and I are well prepared to talk with you about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about today and have been all day long here on Good Day. It's 14 after the hour.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Visit DougSteffen.com if you want to find out what's going on. A number of issues are set forth today. We're also looking for what Pavlov's dog did. Maybe that's too easy Not that easy, but it's easy for if you know the answer. It's always easy if you know the answer. Ken Kessler, yes, Doug Steffen, our poll today focusing on Friday the 13th. Are you a superstitious sort? A, yes, about almost everything. B, only about a few things. C, I'm not, but I know somebody who's very superstitious. D, not at all. It's all just a bunch of nonsense. Speaking of the nonsense focus, yesterday we asked you whether the Redskins ought to change their name. Yes, it's very offensive for them to be called. Let's see how the numbers set out. 32% of you responding said, I don't really care one way or another. Hello. 27% of you said no. We're all getting too politically correct. 21% of you said, yes, it's offensive to call the team the Redskins. I'm surprised we had that many people who thought that was offensive. 20% said maybe if it really offends people, it's something to think about. I just wonder what people do with their lives. Why people think that this is something that's important. I don't get it. Even if you are of, Native American ancestry, why would this bother you? Honestly, really and truly. Whether it's politically correct for me to say that or not, I don't really give a damn whether it's politically correct, because I'm not. I don't do things or say things. Sometimes I'll stay out of harm's way when it comes to some of these things. But it's foolishness. What's in a name? What is the old expression? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Tracy's in Roseburg, Oregon. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
Ready to go to sleep.
You're going to sleep. You've just come home from work?
That's right.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a glass blower.
A glass blower. Do you know Tiffin? Sure. Do you know Tiffin Glass in Tiffin, Ohio?
I do not.
Yeah, they're a great glass blowing company, and they do amazing things, which I'm sure you do. What sort of things are you creating as a glass blower?
Well, mostly like glass flowers and glass fish and other sculptural items. I spent a little time in Sheffield, Massachusetts, a place called Rabe and Fellerman Glassworks.
Yeah, western part of the state, very beautiful part of the state. They've been in business for quite a while, I think, haven't they?
Yes, sir. Very beautiful part of the state. I walked across the Housatonic River and saw my first herd of turkeys.
Did you? I don't know if a herd of turkeys is called a herd. Frankly.
I don't know either.
I don't know, now that you mention it. So this glass blowing outfit creates things for sale all around the world?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a website that people can go to? I don't mind plugging, but, you know, I've seen some magnificent art done by people like you. So what's the website of your company?
You know, I don't have a website right now.
Is it your company?
Yes, sir.
Oh, really? All right, get a website and then call us back and we'll plug it for you. How's that?
Thank you.
Is that a deal? All right, what's the significance of the term Pavlov's dog?
Well, Pavlov used his dog to demonstrate conditioning, whereas like a cat will come running when you press the can opener, he used a bell every time he fed his dog and discovered that after a while he could ring the bell without the dog would come anyway.
Right. And start to, what was it the dog was doing when he rang the bell?
Saliva.
The dog would start to drool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just knew that he would come running every time.
Yeah, it was the anticipation of the food. I did a good job there, Tracy. So hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize and get your website started for your business.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Pavlov.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Three after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday the 13th. This is the time when we sort of lighten things up a little bit. Not that we aren't capable of lightening things up in other circumstances, but, you know, discussing the news of the day can be sort of serious business. However, when it gets to reviewing things like the X Factor's first show last night, not anything nothing too serious about this. This is the first night, and it's a sampling of the tryouts before they get to the real contestants. One of the contestants can't even get to the singing portion of the tryout without screwing up. And one of the problems she has is that she doesn't know who Simon is. Listen to this.
Hello. What's your name?
Jocelyn. En español, Jocelyn.
Hola, Jocelyn.
¿Cómo estás, Paulina?
Really well, mi amor.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 21 years
okay,
old.
Okay, and do you work?
Yes, I'm a model.
In Denver?
Exactly.
But you want to be a pop star?
Oh, yes. Okay. I want to be a pop star, yes.
Okay, and do you think you can win the show?
What's your name?
Simon.
Wow! That's not a good starter, Jocelyn.
There you go. I don't know who Simon is. Who cares who Simon is? And in this, she moves on. Jocelyn tries to sing. Listen to this. La, 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 la. Let's save that. We'll use that for a bump during the course of the day. All right, Evan, just save that. Put that aside because that's so atrocious. It's funny. Let's have a laugh or two now, courtesy of the late-night talk hosts, the fellas that introduce us to their world with their monologues, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon.
You know what Vladimir Putin's been up to? He has taken his criticism of America up a notch. He's been criticizing America. That's what Vladimir Putin does.
Right.
This is the latest, folks. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote an editorial in the New York Times asking the U.S. to avoid brute force and be more civilized. That's what he said. Unfortunately, Putin couldn't finish writing it as he had to go take his shirt off and arrest gay people.
On horseback.
On horseback.
You come with me.
Hey, here you go. Government officials in Syria finally admitted, yes, they do have weapons of mass destruction. Today, former President George Bush said, that's where they were. I was so close. I was so close. I knew they were around there. Well, Syrian President Assad says he is turning over his chemical weapons because Russia asked him to, not because of the U.S. threatening to bomb him. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Osama bin Laden, he's bottom of the ocean right now because he enjoys scuba diving. Had nothing to do with that attack. Yeah.
How many folks been out to buy the new iPhone? Anybody buy the new iPhone, the iPhone 5S? It's, people are saying, I don't need, first of all, I don't need a new phone, and I sure don't need a new iPhone. Hey, here's what I want in a phone. See if you don't agree. All I want in one of these modern phone gadgets, I want to make sure the phone can say to me whenever I need this information, there are 17 liquor stores near you. That's all I want.
Dennis Rodman is back in the news again. Yeah, he's been hanging out in North Korea. Well, he just announced that he will train the North Korean basketball team for the Olympics. He's going to teach them the key strategy that always works for him, pass the ball to Michael Jordan.
That works for them. They got a shot.
Ah, what do you think? All right, but the best part was the singing and the lady who didn't know who Simon was. That was the best part of the last 4 or 5 minutes. I think that, and we just hope. If he were back on American Idol, it would be okay with me, because then I might actually watch it. I found him. That's what people watched American Idol for, and that's why they went down, because when he left. So is that why people watch The X Factor? Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, at least in part, anyway. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of the way Attorney General Holder announced that he wouldn't federally prosecute marijuana users in states that permit it either medically or recreationally?
A lot of states are looking at the revenue they might get from this sort of thing, and I think if the change in the law in Washington, Colorado, if it goes well enough, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue from what is, in many states, the largest cash crop. I think a lot of other states are going to want in on this, and I don't think the federal government is going to be able to get in their way.
I think I must be high. I'm agreeing with Ron again. I agree with the mayors who say it should be a community standard, local issue, just like gambling or something like that. If you want to segregate out smoking pot, which is going to happen anyway, regulate it, tax it.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Saturday, so therefore must be Friday. Yes, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with a lot of the news, the stories, the people, and what they mean to you in sort of news nugget form, with discussion of things that are going on in Syria, I suppose. Mr. Putin, there's a raw milk bill. Those of you who know that I'm a dairy farm, in addition to being a broadcaster, I sell raw milk on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I am a strong supporter, maybe one of the loudest voices in the country, to focus on the plight of the family farm and how the government of the United States of America is basically doing everything it can, everything in its power, to destroy the family farm, which is the basic fiber of our country. And I don't mean that's not supposed to be a pun. It's just the government has, in a very precise way, both state governments and the federal government, a very precise way, trying to etch away at, because they want more land for development, it's better for taxes, let's get the farms, the taxes on farms are low, get rid of them, let's have some more Chinese imports, get more food from China. After all, who really cares, right? You don't care where the food comes from, do you? Oh, you do? Oh, gee, well, why is your government working against your best interest then? Might want to check that out. 888-302-3684. Speaking of that, the United States is now joined by 34 other countries in declaring that the Assad regime is responsible for the use of chemical weapons. Thus, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney opened up his report to reporters, saying that he is not surprised by President Putin's op-ed piece. You know, that's not what I read, Kenny. I read the White House, I think you may have said that, how we heard it in the last hour or the last half hour, that the White House was taken back by what was in the New York Times yesterday, where Putin warns that, quote, if influential countries bypass the UN and take military action without Security Council authorization, could lead to the downfall of the United Nations. Like there's anything big and important going on there in the first place. But wasn't there something
that whether it was, may not have been Carney who said it, but somebody said the White House didn't really, they didn't know that Putin was going to write the letter, and when they saw it, wow, what's he doing? Am I right on that or not?
Yeah, he, what he wrote in that was almost the polar opposite of what he had agreed that Russia was going to do.
Right.
So I'm sure it caught plenty of people by surprise.
Flat-footed, I believe, is the expression. 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. So what's the latest on Syria from our Facebook.com/good day spot, Kenny?
Let's see. JD says, and JD, if you're listening, we'd like more on this. He said, strike Syria. The time to strike is now.
Great.
And John wants to know why we're arming the rebels. These are the same people. It's Al-Qaeda. It's the same people that want to kill us.
Yeah. I think that's been a question that has come up a number of times. This American-born jihadist, Omar Hamami, known in the organization of Al-Shabaab as Abu Mansur al-Amaki, gunned down in an ambush yesterday. His death comes after public disagreement between Hamami and the leader of the group, Al-Shabaab. Hamami reportedly renounced his membership in Al-Shabaab and his ties to Al-Qaeda. So apparently you don't leave Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab unless you go face or feet first. And I guess would be, this guy was born in Alabama. I didn't realize Alabama was a hotbed of terrorist activity, but maybe we better send somebody down there to check it out. Those of you who live in Alabama, look out. 888-302-3684. All right, so in the last half hour, we've been talking about the name controversy. Evan, would you get cut 135 out, please? I would like to have people around the country listen to a discussion by a couple of sports talk hosts, LeVar Arrington and Chad Dukes, talking with Commissioner Goodell of the NFL about the number of protests that the Washington Redskins are getting about their name. All right, so Michael, play that cut for me.
You know the issue that has kind of been surrounding the name of our franchise here. The owner, Dan Snyder, has come out and said that he will never change the name of the Redskins. Is that his decision to make alone, or do you ever foresee a situation where the league may have any influence in an issue of that magnitude?
Well, as you guys know, I grew up in Washington, so yeah. The Colts were my team early on, and then I became a Redskins fan. And I know that, you know, the team name is part of their history and tradition, and that's something that's important to the Redskins fans. And, you know, I think what we have to do, though, is we have to listen. If one person is offended, we have to listen. And ultimately it is Dan's decision, but it's something that I want all of us to go out and make sure we're listening to our fans, listening to people who have a different view, and making sure that we continue to do what's right to make sure that team represents the strong tradition and history that it has for so many years.
Commissioner, when it's stated it's Dan's decision, do you ever feel like it could, you know, the league could possibly run into a situation where they're forced to have that conversation just based off of, I mean, you got guys like Peter King, who is an established and well-respected sports journalist and writer that has really covered this league for quite some time, saying he's not going to use the name anymore. There's a lot of people trying to beat the drum. It seems as though it's gaining more traction than it ever has. Does it still remain the ownership's decision on that, or does it become something that if it's damaging to the point of where it's hurting the brand of the Shield, that something more has to take place?
Well, you know, we're always sensitive to what impacts on the league is in general. That includes our 32 teams and making sure that we're doing what's right here. And that's why I think, again, we have to do everything that's necessary to make sure that we're representing the franchise in a positive way in that rich history and tradition. And if we are offending one person, we need to be listening and making sure that we're doing the right things to try to address that.
All right, so there's the commissioner worried about what is offending our sensibilities. Bill's in Alaska with a thought on the Redskins name. Bill, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, sir. How about you?
Not too bad.
So you think what about this?
Well, I think that if I was a native of the native culture, I think it would be pretty cool to have a team representing you if they played better.
I can't speak to that. Michael, you're a Washington resident and a fan. What do you have to say to Bill in the way the Redskins not playing well? I don't know anything about it.
They lost their opener.
Did they? Well, there you go, Bill. One game down, the season must be lost if they lost the first game. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Is that the case? I don't think so. Lose the first game. Red Sox lost. I was listening to this discussion last night. It's not often I listen to a sports talk radio program. I happened to be in the truck last night, and it was on one of the local sports stations, so I was listening to a discussion. The fellows that were hosting the program were in awe of the fact, Kenny, that the Red Sox had, to this point last year, won 69 games, and now at this point in the season they've won 90 or 91 games. So what's the Yankees? Too bad Roberto wasn't here. What's their record? I'll bet the Red Sox are better than the Yankees as far as the record is concerned.
Sox are in first place.
Sox are in first place. There's Michael with the authority. Michael and I are both New Englanders. Michael decided he couldn't handle it here, and he translated and transferred his roots down to Washington. But in his heart, he knows he's still a New Englander and a Boston fan, kind of like my son who lives in Los Angeles but keeps up with all of the Boston teams. I think that, but for whatever the reason, that seems to be what people do.
It's like El Tide, we can't leave.
Yes, good. There's a great correlative. Thank you, Michael, for that. In a moment, we're going to discuss this raw milk bill that is being heard, is being heard in Wisconsin. There's been a lot of controversy. Wisconsin is supposedly the dairy state. More cows than people and all that stuff, at least that's the way it used to be. But they have their head in the wrong place when it comes to raw milk, and there have been a lot of things that have embarrassed the state of Wisconsin when it comes to their being called a dairy state. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. In the meantime, I would like you to think about a new stem cell therapy that's available for your eyes. Your eyes. I was thinking about Bill Clinton, because this is the anniversary, for those of you who don't remember it, of the agreement signed between Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin. Remember the whole hoopla about this? There had been, to that point, 45 years of war between the Arabs and the Jews, and the thought was that it would come to an end with the signing of this peace agreement between the PLO chairman, Mr. Arafat, and the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Rabin. They got together in Washington. Never forget that picture of Bill Clinton putting the two of them together to sign an agreement to make peace and not war. It was good PR for Bill Clinton. Nice to have Arafat in town along with Yitzhak Rabin. However, looking at the landscape there at the moment, I'd say that this document isn't worth the paper they say that it was printed on. You think I'm on the right page there, Kenny? I think there's been too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very nice. And that's very prolific, too, of you to agree with me as well as you did. All right. Meanwhile, back, the reason I bring up that is because Bill Clinton is the poster child for puffy eyes, right? Especially at that time, he'd begun really to not sleep very much as the president, trying to work around the clock to do things like that. So if you're a person who's up a lot, doesn't get a lot of sleep, or for some reason or other you have baggy eyes and the puffiness under your eyes, then you need this new technology called GenuCell. It's incredibly powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum that if you use it in 12 hours, you will see a distinct difference. Use it for 12 days, and you'll see a dramatic improvement in the puffiness, the bags that you want to get rid of under your eyes. GenuCell has 8 special ingredients that are aimed to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness in just a short period of time. This patented plant stem cell technology that GenuCell uses is brand new breakthrough stuff, so it'll beat anything else that's out there on the market for puffy eyes. Take care of your looks. Call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the puffiness. Matter of fact, call right away. You'll get a jar of Esotique face cream, which is really very good stuff. I use them both, and you can tell by looking at me right now. Get yourself close to the speaker. Look at how good I look because of GenuCell. best skincare products, GenuCell and Esotique together at 800-543-9262. Why not get on board? Why not help your looks? 800-543-9262.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday Sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, I purposely limit myself. I edit what's going on here because if I get started on a raw milk, bill discussion or anything that has to do with farming, it'll go on and on and on. So if I limit myself to 2 minutes, then those of you who don't care about stuff like this, if you're moronic enough not to care about your food supply, so be it. But anyway, if I give myself 2 minutes, then I'm fairly safe. I don't go off with the deep end. I'm focused on what the opponents and proponents of this raw milk bill said this week. Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center, Wisconsin, called a hearing on this legislation. The state senator Glenn Grothman and Representative Chris Deneau of Wisconsin. The measure will allow on-farm sales of unpasteurized milk, so-called raw milk. The farmers themselves drink it. They give it to their employees. They give it to people who visit the farm. Despite the fact that millions of people around the country drink raw milk, Wisconsin's dairy industry continues to not allow this. One of the farmers in attendance, Vince Hunt, said allowing sales of unpasteurized milk would bring Wisconsin in line with 30 other states and much of the rest of the world. We are free to buy gin, cigarettes, and shotguns, but we can't buy raw milk. Opponents say it's a health hazard. You know, that's the biggest crock of stuff that comes out of the end of a cow. I'm so sick of listening to these clowns say it's a health hazard to children. For God's sakes, children go. I sell 100 gallons a day. I sell more raw milk in my dairy store on my farm in Framingham than anybody else in the state of Massachusetts. 100, sometimes 150. We make 200 gallons a day of this stuff, and most of it goes to children. Parents who want their children to thrive and survive know how good this is under proper supervision. So my suggestion is if you're in Wisconsin, you call your state senator and state rep and tell them you want them to support the Senate bill that allows raw milk to be sold on farm in Wisconsin.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Redding, California, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you for being there. It's Tech Talk time with a couple of different perspectives here. We're going to listen to an overview of this week's announcement from Apple about the new iPhone. But before we get there, our reporter Shelley Palmer is going to talk with you about PayPal making some major upgrades to your eating out experience. If you like PayPal, you'll probably enjoy this information, which is up and coming just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This fall, small business owners are finding unique ways to bring health and happiness to the workplace. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, almost 9 in 10 small business owners are taking steps to improve employee health and wellness. Though only 1/3 of small businesses offer health and wellness benefits, nearly half provide work-from-home options or flexible work hours. Additionally, about 1/3 offer discounted company services or goods. Other popular perks include healthy snacks, massages, company sports teams, and community service opportunities. Small business expert Steve Strauss.
You don't have to be part of a larger company to offer your employees great perks. In our increasingly plugged-in world, employees appreciate flexible work options and having an opportunity to participate in social activities with colleagues. These unique benefits are cost-effective, they build a strong company culture, and increase company productivity. And all of that will help your business in the long run.
To learn more, visit about.bankofamerica.com. I'm Dan Marin.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, PayPal just released an update to its iOS and Android app, making it possible for users to get coupons and offers, order ahead at restaurants, pay at the table, and even have a built-in credit line through Bill Me Later. When you check in at a restaurant, you'll be greeted with coupons and offers you can use immediately. You're also able to order more food directly through the app and even pay your bill and leave a tip directly through your phone, which means no more waiting for a waiter to see that you need attention. If you want to pick up food and skip most of the restaurant experience, PayPal now lets you order ahead and pay through the app, so you can walk in and out with your food in a matter of minutes. While these features are only available at a few restaurant chains right now, expect forward-thinking, technology-hungry restaurants to add in PayPal functionality in the near future. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
One of the hallmarks of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is taking excerpts from other programs to sort of give you an idea of what people are saying and or thinking about some of the issues of the day or the week, such as the case with the introduction from Apple of the new iPhones this week, kind of landing with a thud. Here's a business talk host Steve Simpson talking to tech expert David Arland about the response to the iPhone this week.
I guess no huge surprises from this announcement from Apple, right, Dave?
Well, that's right. And in fact, some of the Apple fans out there are kind of underwhelmed by the announcement, the reaction, kind of a meh. Some analysts in the financial industry were hoping that Apple was going to do a really low-cost iPhone, and that would be a low-cost product they could market to folks in China. This, the new iPhone C, the iPhone C is the one that's all colorful.
Yeah.
It is less expensive. It's basically plastic with reinforcements of steel, but it's not going to be so much more cheaper than the current product in terms of a global product. Still, it is going to be pretty reasonable for a two-year contract. You can pick it up for $99, so that's not too bad. And it's going to come in blue, white, pink, yellow, and green. So that's going to be a new area for Apple, at least in developed countries like here. It gives them a beachfront against some of the competitors who are doing other things. They also announced a new iPhone 5S, and that's their top-of-the-line model. It's going to come in three colors, silver, black, or gold. And the biggest news here, two things. One, it's going to have a faster processor that's twice as fast as the current iPhone. You might think, well, big deal. But it's 40 times faster than the original iPhone. So if you're still hanging on to one of those, this may be the time to upgrade.
I was listening to David Letterman talk about his iPhone. He doesn't want a new stinking phone. Who needs a stinking new iPhone? After all, a new Apple TV hardware on the way in October.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.